Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
Now we've had Brexit and now we've had Megxit. That's what's trending this morning after Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, announced they would be stepping back from their roles as senior members of the British royal family to begin working towards financial independence. The news, which the couple broke in a post on Instagram, came as a surprise to the media, the public and, it would seem, the rest of the royal family. For more, I am joined on the line by royal historian Kate Williams and by Johnny Diamond, royal correspondent and presenter for BBC News. Good morning to you both. Johnny, you say that Buckingham Palace was blindsided. Would they really have done this? Would Harry and Meghan have done this without the Queen and Prince Charles knowing about it?
Yes, they have done it. They did do it. That's how it was done. There were what are called, what have been called to me, very early discussions about what their role might be in the future. But they had got nowhere near the stage of the kind of finalisation that was announced yesterday. And the palace had no idea the statement was coming, no idea about the content of the statement, clearly hasn't been consulted about those bits of the couple's new life that are expected to mesh with the rest of the palace machinery. So, yeah, the palace was out of this and is obviously very unhappy about that, both the senior staff there and also members of the royal family who, frankly, just didn't see this coming.
And Kate Williams, why wouldn't they have consulted with the rest of the royal family, or at least have informed them?
Well, yes, there were discussions going on for a long time. There have been debates about this. I mean, let's remember that they talked about, really, what I see them doing is moving towards a global charitable foundation, a bit like Gates, Bill Gates, or a bit like former presidents. And they made it. They made hints towards that in the engagement interview. It has been coming, and I've had various sources suggesting there was something coming. Well, I didn't expect it to come quite so quickly, or quite so many things happening in one go. But certainly, I think we've seen a few examples when Harry has decided that the palace machinery isn't moving as quickly as he needs it to move. So, for example, when he sued the Mail on Sunday and put that action forward and put the statement out, apparently there was some discussion about it beforehand, and he felt that he had to take it on himself because he wasn't going to get it done and be able to say what he wanted to do. And Harry has always felt constrained to a degree by the royal family, what he can and can't say, what he can and can't do. And it's clear that over the 6 weeks of sabbatical which they've had in Canada, they've been writing this website, he's been talking about what he wants to do, and he felt, I think, that now was the time to do it, and he didn't want courtiers telling him no or trying to say that he would do this or do that. This is what he wanted to do, and he wants to do it now.
Yes, and coming back to you, Johnny Diamond, I'm looking at a tweet from Piers Morgan, I suppose, never a man to shy away from a provocative viewpoint, but he's saying the Queen must fire their royal hustlers, deluded Meghan and Harry should be stripped of their titles before this pair of grasping, selfish, scheming Kardashian wannabes bring down the monarchy. She's hardly going to go that far, is she?
No, I don't think so, but I think he raises a serious point. Once you have within the business, within the family, within the institution, a couple who are effectively making a unilateral declaration of independence, how tenable is it for them to stay inside the family in the long run? I don't think this has been brilliantly thought out, and I don't say that because I have any animus towards them whatsoever, but there are sort of howling contradictions evident even to a person as stupid as me. In the statement, it says, for example, constant references to serving the Queen, returning to see the Queen, carrying out duties for the Queen. But this statement wasn't even run by the Queen. The idea of this new job has just been landed on the Queen. So there's a contradiction that just stands out immediately. This is not a well-thought-out plan. And you just wonder what happens when it makes contact with reality.
And Kate, I'm just looking at some of our listener reaction. Stephen in Finglas, for instance, there in North County Dublin, is saying, with the way Diana was hounded, why would her son want that for his wife and children? I find their actions brave.
Yes, well, and it's I've been writing a bit about this. Women who marry into the royal family, they've been treated so badly. We know what happened to Diana. Kate was called very criticised, and Meghan has had this onslaught of criticism. And you mentioned Piers Morgan there, and I would have to say, you know, he's always very anti-Meghan. But when I saw a tweet this morning when he said that Harry and Meghan, they were going to get torched. That's what he said. They were going to get torched by the media for what they'd done. You're just like, you are actually threatening them. And, you know, Diana died being chased by the paparazzi. And certainly what Meghan has suffered, it's obviously been incredibly upsetting to her, to Harry. He's called it ruthless. He's compared it to Princess Diana. And I think that this was really, they've always wanted a global role. They've always wanted a bigger role. But I think really Harry has decided he's had enough. He's tried everything. He's tried complaining. He's tried to say nothing. He's tried suing the media. And yet still the onslaughts continue. And Meghan is criticised for stuff that other royal ladies are given a pass for, or even praised. And there has been, you know, excessive criticism. And I think that Harry has just had enough. And certainly he's very protective. He feels, there's no reason why he should feel this, but he feels as if he couldn't protect his mother. He blames himself as, you know, that's so tragic, but he does. And he wants to keep his wife and child and perhaps children safe.
And Johnny, what about how this will be seen by, for instance, those who are nearest to Prince Harry, both in family and also succession terms, Prince Charles, his father, and Prince William? I mean, how do they go about putting the best face on this?
I think it's very tough indeed. And I mean, I'd like to say I agree with a lot of what Kate says about Harry and, you know, his struggles with the role. And I think that's, at the heart of it, there is a guy who has had a really, really hard time since the death of his mother, entirely understandably struggling with a very intense job, and where there is, in his mind at any rate, no escape from the prying eyes of the media and of the citizens that buy the media's products, that love his story. I think these are difficult times. There have been very hard decisions ahead, both for the couple and for the institution, for the royal family.
And Kate, they talk about they want to work to become financially independent. I mean, what can they do? And I mean, does it involve, you know, if you like, walking away from all the royal supports and you know, properties that they have the use of?
Well, what they've said on their website is that they said they get 5% of funding from the sovereign grant, from the Queen's money, to fund their offices, which they're going to walk away from. The rest of their money comes from Prince Charles and the Duchy of Cornwall, from his massive estates and the huge rents that he gets from there. But I think they're going to walk away from that as well. I mean, let's remember that they have more money as a baseline of financial independence than nearly everyone in the whole world, because Meghan has apparently millions from her career, very successful career. Harry was left a lot of money by his mother, and we believe has invested it in all kinds of wise ways. So they have an income from that. But what I see them doing is, you know, we're not going to see them going off and setting up a cafe or Meghan going back to acting. What we're going to see them doing is setting up this global charitable foundation like the Gates, or like Tony Blair indeed has done. And it'll be that foundation which will treat them as CEOs and cover expenses. But it does seem to be as if when they're in Britain, they want to stay in Frogmore Cottage. And when they're in Canada or America, they'll have properties there. So there's a lot of logistics to be sorted out. There's a lot of changes, security, funding, offices, where they're going to be. But certainly I think that they're actually going to have a huge amount of interest and support across the world for this new engagement.
Okay, look, my thanks to you both. Thank you both indeed for joining me. That's Kate Williams, royal historian, and Johnny Diamond, royal correspondent and presenter with BBC News. Yeah, running a cafe. Well, we had Harry's in Kinnegad here at one stage. I think it became a big hotel. A great eating house on the way from Dublin to Galway, or the other way around. We'll take another break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.